I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio. This is Up on Game.
Caught by Houshmandzadeh for the touchdown.
This is the show for you.
Lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown.
And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
With LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
TJ, I love the way you break the game down. LA, man, you were drafted by my squad, number 2 overall, 99. And Plax, man, you were a 757 product. And everybody knew who Plax was growing up around here, man.
Three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. Live from the TireRack.com studios of Fox Sports Radio. Here's Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Welcome back in to second hour Up on Game on Fox Sports Radio. I'm TJ Houshmandzadeh. That is Plaxico Burress. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Again, if you guys want to send us a message, hit us on a Twitter at Hoosh84, at Plaxico Burress, at Fox Sports Radio. You can listen live on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR or Fox Sports Radio. Second hour, we have our legendary moments. We have our partner coming on, that guy, Cuffs the Legend. You know, we get into our Lakers. We took a, man, that L last night, bro, wasn't. We got to be better than that. We got to be better than that.
Man.
But
not the Pacers.
Nah, we lost by 30. Jeez. But, hey, we can recover. We're going to get into it. Yeah. We don't have a choice. We don't have a choice, Plex. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into Teron Armstead, longtime New Orleans Saints left tackle, and then now he plays with the Miami Dolphins. This conversation is going to be interesting, Plex, when you hear what he has to talk about. We'll continue it when it's done, but his take on things and what he discusses it's interesting. I'm curious to how you think about this, because how we grew up. Let's get into the legendary moment with Teron Armstead.
Up on Game presents Conversations with a Legend. And now, this is your legendary moment.
Coaches these days, especially the coach y'all got down there, he really understands the value of connecting with y'all as people.
Yeah, and just like you said, the old school approach and mentality was more strict, disciplinarian.
Mm-hmm.
My way or the highway.
Right.
Get you up out of here if you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's just what it
Fear
was.
Fear tactics.
And Sean Payton had a lot of that. you know, especially in the early part of my career. He's a Parcells guy, and I've heard traditionally Parcells was tough.
And will talk bad to you.
Bad.
Yeah.
Sean would talk bad to you.
Uh-huh.
And don't really care how you take it.
Right.
But even with him, I saw the evolution. I saw him.
Because he had to evolve.
He evolved.
If you're going to get the results.
That's a fact.
The athlete today, talk to me about this, because it's interesting, because you were on that line of old school, now new school. New school athlete, these dudes is different, man.
Different.
Like,
different.
It's funny that you're smiling, because I'm not in the locker room with them, but I coached for a long time. And I've mentored for a long time, so I know how these young men are, even though I'm not in the locker room with them. But they are a different
breed.
They shot out, dog.
A different breed.
They shot out. I mean, I ain't saying that in a bad way.
Right.
It's just this new school, new age of athlete, it's almost like they're movie stars or rap artists, and they happen to be like super mutants that can play football.
Right. I mean, a lot of them are movie stars and pop stars when they come into the league.
Right.
Now, you know what I mean? With NIL deals and stuff, some of them are taking pay cuts to go to the league in their first
right.
2 years.
Right.
They're different, man. It's the attention to detail is different. The focus is different. You know, me trying to help or, you know, mentor a guy, like, you have to find ways to deliver the message to where it's received in the right way. These guys are a lot more sensitive and resistant to some hard coaching or hard criticism.
Plex, when you hear that, and obviously we grew up with hey, if you couldn't take hard coaching, you just couldn't play. That was part of it. It came with it. It was almost as if waking up, you knew somebody about to get their butts chewed out today. And if it wasn't you, it for sure was gonna be somebody each and every day. What's your take on how we came up in the type of coaching that we had to go through and endure or just deal with compared to today's athlete?
You know what, man? I think what's missing, you know, from our era of coming up and being coached to what these guys are experiencing now, it was respect, man, because we had the ultimate respect for our coach. It didn't matter what sport it was, basketball, football, baseball, track. You know, you had respect for your coach. And I was fortunate enough when I was in high school, my coach, Elijah Harris, we just ended up naming a stadium after him. He was the first African-American coach in Virginia Beach in my city. This was 1988. That was not long ago. But I'm just – you know, he had a way of teaching you the game of football. He didn't cuss. He didn't yell. You just had the ultimate respect for him as a player because you knew that he was giving you everything that he could as football and life lessons and all of those things. And he had great success. And you know what? When you have the ultimate respect for your coach, you go out and give everything that you can as a player. From an effort standpoint, you know, just trying to do everything the right way. And I think that's one of the things that's missing, you know, today with, you know, the youth of, you know, these generation of kids, is that you can change your circumstances just like that. There is no, you know, if I don't like the playing time I'm getting, I'm out of here. You know what? I'm going to transfer portal. I can transfer and go play somewhere else immediately. If I don't like the coach, you know what? I'm leaving. It doesn't matter. We didn't have those options when I was coming up.
Nah.
Hey, when you was in a spot, you was in a spot. You know, you couldn't just pick up and leave and just say, oh, you know what? You know, I don't like my coach, or me and my coach not getting along. I don't like how much playing time I'm getting. I should be starting, and I can just leave. It wasn't like that. And I think that's one of the things that's, you know, the major things right now that's, you know, with these younger players, is that, you know, they just have so many options now. So if they don't like the position that they're in, they can change it. And, it, you know, it's one of those things to where you never thought that you would see or, you know, be a part of. But that's the truth of the matter, is that they don't have to take hard coaching if they don't want to. Or they don't have to be in a place that makes them uncomfortable, because they can change their circumstances whenever they want to. And I think that's one of the things that's missing with these kids today, is that everybody wants it like right now. I'm glad that I went through, being a freshman in high school, and I was behind, you know, Joe Brady, because you know what? The only way for me to get on the football field was for me to work my tail off in the summer and the offseason to get better if I wanted some playing time. That was the only way that I was going to see the football field. And it motivated you as a person and as a player to get better so you could play. Now it's just, you know what? I should be starting. I don't like where I'm at. I'm leaving. That is one of the those are the values that we are missing, like, from these kids today, because, like I say, they can pretty much do and go anywhere they want to.
Do you think that is a reason why coaches don't coach as hard as they used to when we were coming up, to yelling and some, you might take it personal, but you knew he cared about you. Do you believe the way the coaches are now is because of you can easily enter the portal and you know they're trying to handle you in a different way?
It, you know what? It gave the college landscape so much parity in all the sports. And I believe it's one of the things that ran Nick Saban out of coaching, because he could no longer get those guys, or, you know, the top two or three, one, two, three players at each position. Everybody wanted to go to Alabama. Everybody wanted to go to Kentucky to play for John Calipari. And now the playing field has evened because of the circumstances that these kids can change for themselves. You know what? I was watching an interview last week, I believe, Kirby Smart, the head coach from the University of Georgia. And he said something to me in this interview that really had me thinking as a player and as a coach. So he brought up the fact that the Power Four, five star guys who are signing their scholarships before their senior year. I mean, before the senior season starts, right? Before they go to college. And a lot of these guys aren't even playing their their senior year season because they signed to go to college. That's mind-boggling, because they don't want to risk the chance of getting hurt. And Kirby Smart went on his interview and said, you know what? I don't want a guy on my team at the University of Georgia just because he signs a scholarship before his senior year and he doesn't play football. I don't want those kind of guys on my team. And I think those are the kind of coaches that we need moving forward for these young men who are, you know, signing these scholarships before their senior year of football, and they're sitting out the whole entire season.
That's crazy.
Because they don't want to risk the injury of getting hurt. The reason why you signed this scholarship was because of being a great student athlete. And now the selfishness of these young men, you know what, my future or my next step is bigger than this team. And it should send a red flag to all coaches.
But that's the day and age we're now. I will say this. I don't agree with I'm signed and I'm committed and I'm not playing my senior year. That's crazy. How are you supposed to improve as a player? Like, where's the improvement? And you get better by playing and trial and error, just getting on the field. So that, number one, I don't agree with that. But I've always felt like if a coach can get up and leave, why can't a player get up and leave? Man, these coaches used to just leave and, oh, you know, I'm sorry. Oh, you know why you left? Because you got it was a better opportunity for you. And so a player wasn't afforded that liberty. Now that they are, I'm fine with that. But back then it was they could yell, they can curse you out, they can do whatever they wanted to do. And they knew you couldn't go anywhere. They knew it. And so they treated you in a way that I wish they would treat you like that now because they know what would come from it. And so from that perspective, I would like the players to stick some things out, just handle some adversity. Right. But these coaches get up and go all the time, and then the player is stuck. Oh, you got to sit out of here. I mean, they could have got ahead of this NIL, the NCAA, a long time ago, but they didn't because they were greedy. And now look where it's at now. And so for me, it's probably a happy medium. I don't like the fact that, you know, it's you can transfer in December and you have 30 days and you can transfer again in the spring. It's, to me, it should be one window. And if you go, you go. But the days of having to treat players with respect all the time, you can coach them and coach them hard. But, I mean, you know. It's been some players that have been disrespected so bad where they done cried because they wanted to fight the coach that bad.
Oh, yeah. I witnessed that in college.
Yeah. And they know they can't do anything about it. They just have to deal with it. And so,
and some of those coaches, listen, they're not changing their stripes just because of these new generation of kids. They are who they are. These coaches are not changing, you know, what their style of coaching and teaching just because of, like, the kids are soft. They're going to be who they are. And that's why they don't fit in today's game of coaching these young men and or women, no matter what sport it is, because it's a new generation of athletes.
Yeah, man, it's hopefully things will continue to evolve for the better. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. But before we take this break, I got to let all my fellas know. Protect your status as the MVP in the bedroom today with BlueChew.com. If you don't already know about BlueChew, you need to. BlueChew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form at a fraction of the cost. And now they also have Vardenafil mint-flavored chewables with the active ingredient Levitra and Staxin, so you can stay hard and fresh. Pause. Blue Chew tablets are a performance enhancement for the bedroom, can help men gain extra confidence when it's time to perform. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. It ships right to your door in a discreet package. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. You don't like swallowing pills? No problems. Blue Chew tablets are chewable. If you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com. And there's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code LeVar at checkout. Just $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code LeVar to receive your first month free.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question is going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in Up on Game, live from the TireRack.com studios. I'm TJ Houshmandzadeh, alongside Plaxico Burress.
Sir.
If you want to improve your health routines but don't know where to start, start with Silk. Did you know Silk almond milk has 50% more calcium than dairy milk? It's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com. Mm-hmm. Before we get into cuffs, we going to get what I got. Alo, Isaac Longcrun, updates.
All right, fellas, the highly anticipated Washington Post article about LSU women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey was published this morning. Now, prior to its publication, Mulkey called the article a hit piece and even threatened legal action against the Post. The article, which was written by veteran reporter Kent Babb, ultimately reads more like an in-depth profile than a hit piece. Right now, LSU facing UCLA in the Sweet 16. They are tied at 15 with 41 seconds left to play in the first quarter. In the men's tournament, the Elite Eight tips off tonight at 6:09 Eastern with the East Region Final between 1-seed UConn and 3-seed Illinois. Then at 8:49 Eastern, the West Region Championship game between 4-seed Alabama and 6-seed Clemson. Finally, fellas, in Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers have just unveiled their 2023 World Series Championship rings. The rings feature 16 emerald-cut diamonds, 23 red rubies, 103 blue sapphires, a removable top, and a piece of game-used baseball leather. Plaxico, how does that compare to your Super Bowl ring? Back to you.
Man, these rings are getting out of control these days, man. It is crazy.
Man, they just getting better and better and better by the year, man. It's like, let's see if we can outdo the ring that so-and-so just did every year now. So, you know, next year somebody going to try to outdo that one.
Oh, you know it. You better believe it.
Hey, we ready.
Mm-hmm.
And he's ready. Let's go ahead and bring him in. Some Dude Show up on Game Network. Cuffs the Legend.
Now, it's time to check in with Cuffs the Legend from Some Dude Show podcast on Up on Game Presents. Cuffs is giving you his spicy takes on what's going down.
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
And now, here's Cuffs the Legend.
It's go time. Cuffs the Legend.
Hey, Cuffs, what's up, my guy? They really bring you in, though, like you walking
from
the locker room to the ring like you got a big fight going on, bro. You get that intro.
Yeah.
I feel like Mike Tyson at 88, man, right now.
hey, with the all black on with the no socks.
Wait a minute. That one, the Buster Douglas fight, was it?
hey, come on. It happened to the best of them.
Hey, speaking of boxing, we ain't going to get into boxing, but speaking of boxing, man, I'm never watching another Canelo fight. I'm not ordering another Canelo fight. That man running from David Benavidez. So, Canelo, till you fight him, I won't be tuning in to nothing you do.
Oh, nothing. Man, it don't matter. He got all that cheddar from Dazen or whatever. Bread.
Until he fight Benavidez, I won't be tuned in. And everybody I know feel the same way. But enough about that. Cuss, man, March Madness is exactly that. What's your take on what's going on, the upsets and the teams that we thought would at least get to the Elite Eight being knocked out so early?
Man, my basketball soul is full right now because, you know, being in North Carolina, we have an Elite Eight matchup with Duke and North Carolina State. And North Carolina State, man, they've been the redheaded stepchild in the state of North Carolina since, like, 83. They haven't won since the 83 team with Val Vano and Derek Wittenberg and Lorenzo Charles. So the energy in the state of North Carolina right now, Plastico knows. He's from Virginia, so he's kind of close to North Carolina. He understands the Duke-Carolina thing. So, man, Carolina fans are sick right now because they flamed out against Alabama. Grant Nelson went haywire on the Tar Heels. And now we're sitting here with this Elite Eight matchup, and I'm kind of on the fence, man, to be honest, because my whole childhood, my grandfather, my mom, they were NC State fans since the David Thompson era back in the day, so Tommy Burleson era. So I've always been partial to NC State. And I've become a Duke fan over the last 15 years or so. So I'm really torn, man. But it's a beautiful time to be a North Carolinian, man. But the matchup that I'm really looking at today is that UConn Husky game. Illinois fighting Illini.
That's what Plexico said. Yeah.
Man. Those are the top two offenses in college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's all going to come down to execution. Like, both of those coaches are great coaches. Dan Hurley is looking for that back-to-back national championship. I think Terrence Shannon is the X factor today. Terrence Shannon for Illinois,
right?
In my humble opinion, he has to be the most explosive player in college basketball right now. And UConn's going to have to shut him down. He's the head of the snake. Tristan Newton for UConn, we know him. He's an NBA-caliber point guard. He's giving you 15 a game. He's shooting the three ball. Donovan Klingman, the big man for UConn, he's a lottery pick. So that's the game I have circled on the calendar for today. I think that's going to be a very, very, very tight game.
Yeah, I said it with this being with the teams that are left. You know, me and TJ had this conversation later. If I got to pick two teams right now heading into the national championship, it has to be UConn and Purdue. With Klingon and Zach Edey, them boys going at it, man, seven-footers. I just think that's going to be the game if you look forward to the national championship. Listen, I'm not discrediting Illinois. Just like you said, I think that Terrence Shannon Jr., man, he's the most explosive player in all of college basketball right now as far as scoring. But I just think that the game that I saw last week, the way that UConn manhandled San Diego State, it just brought a whole new, dynamic for me for UConn going forward, because I did not know. I knew they were good, but you beat about 30, That right there says something about your program.
Yeah, and that was the national championship rematch, and they smoked San Diego State. And the thing I see with UConn that's impressed me the most since the beginning of the tournament is they've been boat racing everybody. They steamrolled the competition. They haven't had a close game. They've been smoking everybody. So I want to see how they're going to react today if they have a close game or if Illinois come out with that first haymaker. I want to see if UConn can respond in adversity. But also, I agree with you with the Zach Edey and Purdue going to the Final Four. Purdue Boilermakers have been perennial liars for years, since the Glenn Big Robinson days, Big Dog Robinson. Like, Purdue has always been one of those programs they can never seem to get over the hump, man. And it's funny and it's actually ironic that they're playing Tennessee because Rick Barnes has also been that coach. He's been to one Final Four, but Tennessee basketball, the Vols have never gotten over the hurdle, over the hump, too. You know, so it's a collision course they're on to get to that Final Four. But how do y'all feel about Zach Edey as far as his NBA potential? I'm hearing a lot of stuff, people saying he can't play in the league. This kid is going to surprise people because most of these big, slow, you know, these 7'2", 7'4" guys, they can't really move like that. They're not mobile like that. Zach Edey is a very mobile kid. He got real good touch. I think he can really help an NBA team, man, with his screening. He can step out and shoot the ball. I can see him really having carving out a nice niche for himself in the league. But I think we're going to get that UConn matchup. I think Alabama's going to beat Clemson as well. Clemson has been a surprise as well. They've been a football school in the South for years, so it's kind of funny to see them transition to a basketball school now. But we in the day and age of the transfer portal, man. As y'all see in college football, college basketball, the portal is jumping. So it's allowing these teams that were – they used to be football schools. They can go in the portal now and get you a couple transfers, and now look at you see Clemson. Like, Clemson is right here on the doorstep of a Final Four. Nobody would have guessed that.
Yeah, man. You know, there's a couple of things I didn't understand. You talk about the transfer portal, and, you know, two players come to mind that jump off, you know, is Hunter Dickinson leaving Michigan. And I didn't understand why Caleb Love would want to leave North Carolina and go to Arizona when they had a championship-caliber basketball team, and we watched Arizona and North Carolina lose on the same day. So this transfer portal has changed the landscape of college sports. It doesn't matter what sport it is. But you can pretty much, you know, create a super team, you know, if you want to, football and basketball. And, you know, just getting back to this whole Purdue thing and Zach Edey, man, I really believe that he can help an NBA team. I really do, man. You know, I think he's a better Yao Ming. You know what I mean? Even though he's
better? Better than Yao Ming?
I think he's going to be better than Yao Ming.
Yao Ming was nice. Yao Ming was nice.
I think he's a better polished Yao Ming. I really do. I mean, he was 7'1" or what was it?
No, 7'2".
About
7'3". 7'4".
He's 7'4".
Yeah. You can't hack or shack him because he can shoot free throws. You can't put him on the line. And I think all we have seen Zach Edey do over the past 3 or 4 years is consistently get better and better and better and better. And you know what? We had Keegan Murray on the show earlier this year for the Pistons, and he was at Purdue. And I asked him, I said, "Dog, where in the hell do y'all keep finding all these 7-foot centers?" Because it just seems like every 3 or 4 years, Daniel Jacobson, all of these guys, they have 7'2", 7'3", 7'4", centers. Where in the hell are y'all finding these centers at?
But when I see Zach Edey, my NBA comparison, my player comp for Zach Edey, do y'all remember the Duncan Dutchman, Rick Smith, Indiana Pacers?
Rick Smith, the Pacers, yeah.
No, he better than that.
He got to be better than Rick Smith, huh, Cubs? If he better than Yao Ming, huh?
hey, Zach Edey got a crazy, Mike. He got a nice touch around the rim, man. I'm telling you.
You said
man.
He better than Yao Ming. That's
crazy. I believe that he's going to have a better NBA career than Yao Ming. I think he's more skilled. I think he has better footwork, and he's better offensively than Yao Ming.
This is Purdue's best. I will say, this is Purdue's best chance to get to the Final Four. If they don't make it this year, it might not ever happen for Matt Painter. He has a lot of wins under his belt as a coach. He's won Big Ten titles. So I think we're going to see with this game, Tennessee's guards, they're going to deny the entry passes. They're going to pressure those guards and make those entry passes real hard because they don't want to just dump the ball into Zach Edey. And Tennessee has two legit centers that can really, really bang with him. And you got Dalton Kennett, who's an All-American. If Tennessee can get Dalton Kennett to drop 20-25, they might have a puncher's chance. Because Tennessee, we saw it with Creighton last night. Tennessee does have a high level of physicality more than pretty much anybody that's left in this tournament. So that's why I think they're going to try to play bully ball with Zach Edey. They're going to try to get dirty with him and get grimy. Mm-hmm. But I think Purdue will probably pull it out because this Purdue team, unlike the team even last year, they have some quality role players that can score, that can shoot around Zach Edey. So this Purdue team is not just Zach and a bunch of, like, you know, off-duty firefighters. Like, these dudes can really play. So I think we might see Purdue finally get over the mountaintop, man.
Hey, man, you know what? If I'm Matt Painter and I'm the other four starters on this basketball team, I am going to ride Zach Edey until the wheels fall off. Because I believe when he gets the ball in the paint, man, he's close to unstoppable, dog. If he gets that ball in the paint, man, he's going to score. There's no reason why he shouldn't be averaging 25, 30 points a game. Because I'm going to run my offense through him. If I'm Matt Painter and the rest of these guys on the team, man, listen, Zach Edey, take us to the promised land.
Hey, so y'all got UConn and who you got in the national championship? UConn versus Purdue,
UConn, Purdue. I had UConn, Tennessee. And
it can
UConn, with UConn winning it.
Oh, you still popping then?
Yeah, a little bit.
I had North Carolina, Houston.
I had Houston. If Houston didn't lose Shad last night or Sheed last night, they're probably gonna beat Duke. Let's get to the professional ranks, Cuffs.
Yeah.
What the way the Houston Rockets are playing, breathing, they challenging Golden State now for this last playing spot. How do you see this playing out?
If y'all remember last Saturday when I was on here, I said, watch out for those Houston Rockets. At that time, they had like maybe five or six wins in a row. Now they're sitting here with an 11-game winning streak. That's the second longest winning streak in the NBA this year. And everything changed for the Rockets when they put Azur Thompson at the power forward spot. You know, he was drafted to be like a shooting guard or a wing. Ime Udoka, we got to give him credit. He could be in the running for Coach of the Year, even though he's not going to win it. I think Mark Daigneault for OKC is going to win that. But Fred VanVleet has stepped up. He's been a real leader. Like, he came over from Toronto, championship pedigree, championship experience. Jabari Smith Jr. is playing more center now. He's hooping at a high level. I love this Rocket team, and I can't leave out, you know, Jalen Green has been in the tabloids. You know, he's with Drea. We saw the storylines and all that. He has really, I don't know what it is. Maybe because, you know, he got new bills on the way. But Jalen Green, in the last 10 games, he's looking like an all-star. He's going to be an all-star next year.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at his numbers. Like, Jalen Green has emerged, and they're doing this without Tengun.
The Houston Rockets are going to be a problem moving forward because they are such a young team. And it shows you, at least it shows me, Ime is a hell of a coach.
Hell of a coach, bro.
This is what this is showing. He's a hell of a – look, the Houston Rockets were terrible last year.
Terrible.
And they're fighting for a playoff spot this year. That's not even coaching. That's teaching.
They're only one game behind Golden State, and the pressure is really on Golden State.
Can Golden State hold them off? Can they hold them off?
I don't know if Draymond, if the Saginaw Strangler keeps him floating, man.
that's my guy.
Dray is my guy. But
I love Day-Day, man. This is crazy.
It's hard to defend him at this point. We saw him last night against Grant Williams in Charlotte. He almost got into it with Grant Williams. It's like, man, we saw Steph crying on the court in Orlando a couple nights ago. That's how frustrated Steph is right now with Draymond. I've never seen a star
CTE
player
kicking in. It's crazy.
He was crying. Steph was crying because I saw that and I was like, yo, he is really this frustrated to the point he's in tears. So I think Draymond is going to have to stay on the court. They're playing Draymond more at center right now, but you're right, man. Those Houston Rockets are breathing down their neck. But I think the team that everybody is not really talking about, they've won six in a row too. Dallas Mavericks, man, I said it a month ago when they made that trade for Daniel Gafford and P.J. Washington. They solidified their front line. And now Kyrie and Luka, they look like the best duo right now. Right now today, not last year, not 2 years ago. Right now today, Kyrie and Luka Doncic, you don't really want to play them. You saw what they did to Sacramento the last two games they played them in Sacramento. Right. They sent a message.
No doubt. But, hey, let's get to the real meat and potatoes, man. A week and a half ago, you guys scored – the Lakers scored 150 points against the Indiana Pacers, 150 points. You win five games in a row, and you lose by 30 last night. Well, I mean, what's going on with that?
Well, you know, sometimes, man, the travel gets the best of these guys, man. Like, travel gets the best of these guys. It's a six-game road trip. I consider that a schedule loss last night for the Lakers. I was watching that game. They started out with good energy. But D'Angelo Russell, once again, like, he did not show up to the party, Plax. He didn't show up to the party last night. Like, you can't give me 44 against the Bucks, career high just a few games ago, and then show up on the road and give me 6 points last night. And that's the thing that scares me the most. Outside of Darvin Ham, that's the person that scares everybody in Laker Nation, to be honest. But D'Lo, we just need that consistency, man. Like, these road games matter. These last eight games going to matter. You can't drop six. There's no excuses to have 6 points when you're the starting point guard for the Lakers, man. Like, we know LeBron is just trying to coast right now. He's trying to get to the finish line of the season so he can ramp it up. But D'Lo and Reeves, man, Austin Reeves' decision-making was terrible in that game last night against the Pacers. Costly turnovers. But we're not going to fret, Plax. We're going to be there. I heard y'all talking about the championship rings with the Rangers. Just wait till you see this championship ring. Just wait.
Well, you know what? We got to go. There's not going to be no championship in Los Angeles this year. Cuffs, man, it's always beautiful to have you on talking basketball and the L.A. Flakers. TJ. Wow.
Hey, we can't deal with the disrespect. Cuffs, we appreciate you coming on with us. Man, we'll hear from you next week, man. Y'all make sure.
Hey, TJ.
Yes, sir.
I got to ask you real quick. I asked Plax this a couple weeks ago. Off subject real quick. Who's the best receiver in the draft, TJ? You played the position. Plax played it. Who's the best receiver in this draft coming up? NFL draft.
That's tough. You have to say Marvin Harrison Jr., but that's tough, man. You can go Marvin Harrison Jr. or
man, just Roma give an answer, man. Ain't nobody ask you for all that. Just give an answer.
I'm gonna say Marvin Harrison Jr. You have to because of what he's done. You have to.
Yeah, I agree. All right. I agree. I'm just anxious to see who's gonna take Neighbors. Malik Neighbors is like he can run every route in that.
You have to. Hey, Cuss, bro, we appreciate you, man. We'll have you on next week, man. Y'all make sure y'all following Some Dude Show on Up On Game Network. We will be taking a break. Fox Sports Radio, Up On Game. We'll be right back.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and
and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question. Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in Up on Game. Live from the TireRack.com studios, I'm TJ Houshmandzadeh alongside Plaxico Burress. There's so many great things about Silk, the flavors, the nutrition, the recipes. One thing that doesn't get enough attention, Silk has shelf-stable options which will stay fresh without refrigeration until open. Go ahead and stock up. Learn more about Silk products at Silk.com. Plex, we don't have a lot of time, but I don't know if you watched that Philadelphia 76er game versus the Clippers. Kelly Oubre gets fouled. Last play of the game. They don't call it. I thought it was obvious. But absolutely, the outburst at the end, Kelly Oubre and Nick Nurse, they were fined $50K each. But Kelly Oubre, you a bleep, you a bleep, you a bleep. Like, what? To me, when you know you've made the wrong call, they should be able to go review that and look at that, because a game here or a game there, that can cost a team a playoff berth. I don't understand with the NBA. They got all this replay. And then when the play matters and the game is on the line, they can't replay that. But you're talking a game here or there. The Sixers may not make the playoffs because you potentially cost them a game.
And it doesn't help the Philadelphia 76ers when the referees come out and say that after the game, we got it wrong. So why couldn't you get it right when it happened? And that's one of the things that I don't understand. The referees are always right. Because if they don't make the call, they make the incorrect call, or if they don't make a call at all, and then soon as the coach or the player comes out and speaks about it, they get fined. Even though the referees and umpires admit that they were wrong. So, in all actuality, the boys in the stripes, they're always correct. They're always right. And, man, and that's it shouldn't be that way. That should be they should be reprimanded for whatever it goes wrong. You know what? You're not going to ref a playoff game or a series or whatever the case may be, the referee that's supposed to make the call. There has to be some kind of consequences for these referees when they're costing teams and organizations games, especially when you can lose a game and now you're in a play-in tournament versus being in the playoffs. There's no consequences for them, and they know that, and it's not fair to the players and the teams.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. If you know that the call was 50-50, just go replay it and look it up. Just go, because that, you know how mad that, you know how angry you are as a player, where as soon as the game ends, they say, oh, yeah, we're sorry we blew that call. You know how angry that makes the player?
And TJ, how many times have you played in professional football games on Sundays and the referees send a FedEx to the coach or the player and they say that they were wrong? They got it wrong. They missed the call.
Yeah, it's
it don't help when you already lost.
The game's over. Like, I would rather you say it wasn't a foul, because now it makes you even madder. And then you get fined $50K for a mistake they made. If they got the call right, I wouldn't have gone off on them like that. And so
$50,000 when they said it was wrong.
$50K for them being wrong. $50K for them being wrong because I expressed my opinion about them being wrong. But
crazy.
I digress. What's the Sixers? Hopefully they can get in. Obviously the Clippers will be in and will be out. Appreciate you guys locking in with us, joining us. Up on Game, Fox Sports Radio. That's Plaxico Burress. I'm TJ Houshmandzadeh. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.